Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element FM. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element FM and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. Today, we're putting the spotlight on a huge move in the digital business landscape that's sure to have long-lasting effects on gaming, technology, and everything in between. In October 2023, TechTarget and Informa Tech announced a strategic partnership. Their aim? To build a formidable digital ecosystem that connects more than 220 online platforms covering over 10,000 specialized topics. This isn't just a numbers game. Their audience stretches past 50 million professionals, creating one of the most influential connected communities in digital business today. At the heart of this initiative is delivering top-tier content to fuel informed decision-making across multiple sectors. But the gaming industry stands to benefit in new and exciting ways. Let's take a deeper look at what this means for gaming's evolution, starting with research and resources. By merging strengths, TechTarget and Informa Tech intensify their research capabilities, essential for anyone tracking gaming's rapidly moving trends and technologies. For instance, resources like the GDC Vault offer valuable access to industry-defining conversations and exclusive insights from major events, such as the GDC Festival of Gaming, which is coming up in March 2023. Mark your calendars. This festival, running from March 9 to 14, promises to foster collaboration and innovation among professionals eager to shape gaming's future. The partnership also reflects larger changes in how flagship games respond to shifting player expectations, particularly those impacted by new pricing models and content update strategies. Recent criticism of Football Manager 26, for example, has focused on player dissatisfaction with certain gameplay elements, shining a light on the growing demand for ongoing, meaningful improvements. Meanwhile, successes enjoyed by Guild Wars and EA Sports F1 25 show how responding to feedback and innovative thinking can strongly resonate with players. Let's talk about current industry innovations and the trends turning heads. Developers are rolling out new ways for players to engage, from free trials of anticipated blockbusters like Battlefield 6 to the creative physics-based chaos of Besiege. Hardware's role is just as crucial, with recent revisions in Xbox Core controller pricing demonstrating the fierce competition among console makers to attract and retain gamers. But what truly fuels gamer excitement? Upcoming releases. Fans are counting down the days until Guild Wars Reforged, arriving December 3rd, and Resident Evil Requiem, set for February 27th, 2026. There's also increasing speculation about a PlayStation 5 exclusive tailor-made for Japanese audiences. Exact details remain under wraps, but the rumor mill is buzzing with anticipation. In-game promotions are further shifting economic models, as seen by the impact of limited-time World of Warcraft mounts that have influenced both player behavior and monetization strategies. Don't sleep on turn-based combat either. Clair Obscur, Expedition 33 has stormed onto the scene, racking up 12 nominations at the Game Awards, underscoring renewed interest in the genre. On the topic of the upcoming 25 Game Awards, let's dig into why this year's nominations are catching so much attention. Clair Obscur, Expedition 33 has smashed record books, landing 12 nominations, including the prestigious Game of the Year nod. That's the greatest number ever for a single game at the awards, capturing the imagination of fans and critics alike. Death Stranding 2 follows with 7 nominations, while Hades League boasts 6 nods, laying the foundation for one of the most competitive showdowns in recent memory. The 2025 Game Awards will take place digitally on December 11th, blending live announcements, exclusive trailers, commercials, and musical guests for a memorable industry celebration. Categories like Best Ongoing Game Spotlight Community Favorites, such as Final Fantasy XIV and Fortnite, applauding studios for delivering captivating new content year after year. In the Best Independent Game race, standout nominees like Absalom and, you guessed it, Clair Obscur, Expedition 33 reaffirm indie games' growing influence. And don't forget innovation in virtual reality. Marvel's Deadpool VR leads the pack for Best VR/AR Game, promising thrilling experiences unlike anything before. All this wouldn't be possible without advances in technology, content integration, and cross-industry collaboration. TechTarget and Informa Tech's partnership is architected to leverage alliances with heavyweights like Microsoft, NVIDIA, and Anthropic to create new standards for transformative digital experiences. A perfect example is the launch of the Asus ROG Strix G16, a gaming laptop showcasing how cutting-edge hardware shapes user expectations for both performance and immersion. At the same time, events such as YumaCon USA 2025 reflect changes in entertainment consumption patterns, where community engagement and narrative crossovers, like those seen in Doctor Who adaptations, take center stage. However, not all shifts have been universally welcomed. Some creators, including Brendan Green of PUBG fame, have openly distanced themselves from the industry's embrace of generative AI, raising important questions about authenticity and creative vision in game development. Green's stance serves as a reminder: the human touch still holds immense value, even as corporations increasingly prioritize AI-driven models. These cultural reflections take on added depth as the industry also pays tribute to legends like Gene Hackman and Angie Stone, whose contributions have shaped creative landscapes far beyond gaming. Let's switch gears for a moment to legal developments, because yes, they matter to gamers too. One major story involves Krafton and the founders of Unknown Worlds, the studio behind Subnautica 2. Legal tensions have arisen over a $250 million revenue target bonus, with allegations that some parties tried to intentionally slow down Subnautica 2's release. The outcome of this dispute could set new precedents around business incentives and creative control for studios worldwide. Looking ahead, the event calendar is packed. Max Battle Weekend takes place November 29th to 30, full of fiery in-game competitions. Meanwhile, players can gear up for free-timed research activities launching November 25th. Indie developers are also shining on the global stage, with fresh talent unveiled at Pocket Gamer Connects in Korea, nurturing creativity and introducing new experiences to eager fans. If you're a fan of all things cooperative or enjoy a hint of anarchy, keep your eyes on new titles like Bashnia and SEMI. Side effects may include: these games are leaning into unique mechanics and dynamic environments that encourage teamwork, or total chaos, depending on your approach. One of the most important trends across the industry is the technical shift from CPU-centric development to GPU-driven architectures, which is enabling more complex simulations, larger open worlds, and richer visual experiences. Here are some quick hits on recent industry developments. Hytale, a long-awaited sandbox game, has experienced a renaissance after its creators reacquired the IP, bringing back more than 30 original developers. Their vision is to reignite player creativity through expanded exploration and creative modes, with an early access announcement coming soon. Asus' latest handheld entry, the Xbox ROG Ally X, has outperformed sales projections, prompting an increase in production as the company expects significant gaming revenue growth between $96 million and $160 million for the quarter. Meanwhile, Football Manager 26 has been making headlines, though not for the right reasons. Players have voiced strong concerns about the game's region system, which has produced unrealistic attributes for many newly generated players, a call that developer Sports Interactive can't afford to ignore. Escape from Tarkov's Steam launch has encountered its own storm, facing technical issues and widespread criticism over pricing. This backlash highlights how even beloved franchises must continuously prove their reliability and value to maintain loyal audiences. On a brighter note, Townseek, an exploration trading adventure with a cozy twist, is set to debut on Nintendo Switch in spring 2026, offering players a vibrant world to discover at their own pace. For PlayStation fans, Lost Soul Aside is receiving a major update soon, adding a challenging new mode and aiming to address feedback following its initial mixed release. All of these moves, from strategic partnerships to grassroots indie efforts, show an industry in rapid evolution, driven as much by technological leaps as by the ever-shifting tastes and behaviors of its global community. What does this all mean for the future? For starters, the TechTarget Informa Tech collaboration is likely to spur even more in-depth research abilities, sharper data analysis, and new digital opportunities across gaming and tech. With hardware getting faster, games more creative, and audiences more vocal, both companies are well-placed to help shape the next chapter for the industry. Upcoming releases like WWE 2K26 and platform innovations on Roblox hint at just how much things are accelerating. As we look ahead, it's clear that games are no longer just about passing time. They're becoming forums for cultural conversation, skill building, and social connection. Developers are continuously challenged to refine player engagement, experiment with monetization, and keep up with evolving narratives in a hyper-connected world. The interplay between in-game economies and shifting player habits will only grow in importance as gaming cements itself at the core of digital life. Whether you're a hardcore competitor, a weekend explorer, or part of the next wave of indie creators, staying ahead of the curve means watching not just what games you play, but how the entire ecosystem is being shaped. So, keep your eyes peeled for the convergence of tech, storytelling, and creative community, because in this industry, evolution never pauses. That's a wrap for today's VG Buzz. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.